Powered by Riverside. Welcome to a very special episode of the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is our Josie Awards preview show, and we've got four of our favorites with us here tonight. Jackie Daniels joining us, as well as Peyton Riley and Louie Lee, and of course, my ever-popular co-host. She's there. She's waving. Hey, guys, we got some exciting stuff happening. Now, this show is going to come out on the 20th of October, exactly a week before the Josie Music Awards. And for those of you who may not know, this is basically the Grammys for independent artists. And we're really excited that the three of our entertainers that we've got here with us tonight are all nominated. We've all got some great awards that they're up for. Jackie, let's start with you. Jackie's up for Rising Star of the Year. How's this feel? What was the process? When did you get notified?
I actually did not get notified. I was actually just checking on the website what was going on. I had submitted for the first time ever and just you know, why not? And I was just on the phone with my mom and I was just looking at they had started to post the nominees and I just saw my name. So that's how I found out.
That's a great way to find out.
Yeah.
Peyton, you're a kind of a veteran to this. You've already had some music awards there in the state of Texas. Peyton Riley's with us. Peyton, tell us a little bit about how well you found out about this. You are up for Artist of the Year, Young Adult Female, but you've already won one of these in a different competition. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. So how I figured out that I was nominated for this award was one of my friends, Hadley Joe, is also nominated for this award. So her mom called my mom. I was in band practice. And she was like, oh my gosh, Peyton and Hadley Joe are nominated for this award. And my mom comes running down the stairs. And it's like, Peyton, Peyton, Peyton. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, what is happening? And she told me, and I almost started crying because one of my dreams is to be able to play at the Grand Ole Opry, and I just love being there, so it was just a super exciting moment. And so I was just really happy that I get to go there, and I get to be there with my friend and meet some really, really cool people.
All right, that's going to be a blast. The other gentleman who is with us is Louie Lee. You've got, do I understand correctly, a video that is your nominee here?
Yeah, so on the other hand, dropped the ball and did not submit, or my team didn't submit as well. But our good friend, Mike Young, who is in my camp, we produce a lot of music videos together. Well, he submitted for a lot of his own stuff, and he had also submitted some of the videos for some of the categories. And yeah, they put us up for one of the male performance best music video. So I thought that was pretty cool. You know, I had no idea it was even taking place. Shows you once again how new I am in the genre of country music. I'm 2 years in, Louie Lee, Bandit, you know. So I was like, oh, wow, this is an awards show at the Grand Ole Opry, which I've been to before. And it's incredible. I can't wait to perform them myself one day, hopefully. The experience, I actually did the walk. We did the behind the scenes like walkthrough tour there. So I actually got to really like experience it. And it was so cool. So when Mike said, yeah, and this award show is also at the Opry, we're all going to Nashville. I was like, what? Stop it. Say less. I was like, okay. I was like, I'm not nominated for really anything like too crazy. More just as less are one of our video productions and my performance in the video. So I'm like, well, that's still cool with me. You know how
Absolutely.
I am, guys. You know, I'm all about it.
Let's well, go. We're going to be having some additional fun down there, too. And Louie and Peyton, hopefully you're going to be able to get together with us. We're having a little Michigan crew that's going to get together on the Saturday beforehand for a little lunch and some conversation and some fun things at the location that Jackie is leasing out for the time there. Jackie, you know, it's that big party, isn't it? I mean, this whole thing, the excitement that's around it all. Being able to do something special like we're going to do that Saturday, and then, of course, the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, come on. How are you feeling about that?
I'm just really, really excited to, like, there's so many people like coming now and just so many like other artists from Michigan. I'm just excited because we're all going to be together in Nashville at this like iconic historic venue, just celebrating, taking pictures. Just honestly, it's just, I'm really excited just to be there with everybody.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a couple good stories out of this one.
Yep.
As long as I'm not hugging a tree somewhere, we're fine.
Yeah.
And yes, there is a backstory.
There is a backstory.
Now, Peyton is probably going to be the one that keeps us all grounded. But Peyton, have you been to Nashville before?
Yes, sir, I have. I've been several times. I think the first time I went to Nashville was when I was 9, and it was just for a fun trip. I got to write a couple songs while I was up there, and like during that time, I was still trying to figure out if music is what I wanted to do for like the rest of my life. So it was just a really fun experience to be able to go there. And since going back when I was 9, I've probably been back to Nashville probably like 10 times for a songwriter's retreat. I also do some recording up there. I have a couple friends up there that have moved up there recently and songwriting opportunities. And I really, really love it up there. It's amazing.
You're a veteran is what you're saying. And look who we've
I
just
got him.
Joined by. Not to be forgotten, Mark Blumsteel. How you doing, boss?
I'm sorry, guys. We're in Texas, and I'm totally like not with the times right now because we're an hour difference.
It's not a problem at all. You got here. We're happy to have you. And congratulations, Mark, on your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 nominations for the Joseph.
Was it 5?
That's what I
don't remember if it was 5 or 6, but I don't remember.
It might be 6. But you're a veteran of this, though. You've gone through this before. You're in a number of the categories as a JMA alum. Tell us a little bit about what it's like from your end coming back.
Well, it's exciting. It's always exciting to be, you know, nominated for an award. And it was always very special to have, you know, the people in Nashville recognize you for stuff. And especially at the Grand Ole Opry, we had a great time last year when we went. And it's all amazing people. And it's good to meet everybody every time we go.
Louis, do you think you'll corrupt him at all while we're there?
And anybody that knows me knows I get a little corruption going, so there's a good chance. There's a good chance. I'll probably travel with my own care package of marijuana.
Trash.
Because I can't smoke the Delta 8 in Nashville every time. I'm just like, why am I doing this?
Oh, We'll all behave, I'm certain. But Mark, do you have any advice for all the rest of us? And for Quarter Peep and I, this is the first time we're even getting to Nashville at all, let alone being able to go to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, I mean, that's a great place to visit on your first time to Nashville. Of course, go to Broadway and check out the Country Music Hall of Fame, which is always a fun time. But other than that, I mean, just soak it all in. It's a fun place to be.
And this event will certainly be something. Yes, we've been known to.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would have known if you guys would have showed up on Saturday, right?
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah. Well, long story behind that, but we had a youngster who was pooping out. He's had some health issues, and so we had to take care of that. It was
that's
the right
all good.
But we'll make sure we make up for it while we're all down there in Nashville. Hey,
we wanted
to make sure, because this is a music show, we wanted to make sure and get to play a few tunes. So why don't we start out, Jackie Daniels, Rising Star of the Year.
I think you should, because, you know, Louis Lee produced this song.
All right.
So he's the reason why it's so good. So I think you should do it. Yeah.
Here we go from Jackie Daniels.
It's all you, baby.
1, 2, 3. You dropped in atomic bomb of love. Like my heart never knew. How quickly did it fade? How fast you went away? you told her that you wouldn't tell me where you're at. You knew I cared, so you would cry. All you ever did was lie. When I blew up, you knocked me down. You didn't want to share my crown. You can't handle my fire, Mr. Moon Dragon, compared to your little flame. You can't take me higher, Mr. Moon Dragon. All you care about is your to your little flame. Thought we'd hit the sky, Mr. Moon Dragon, but you were just playing games. It felt so good, Mr. Moon Dragon, and what a shame. My mystery,
Jackie Daniels, Mr. Moondragon, that it just, it repeats with you. I've got that song on repeat in my head many, many days. Love that.
Love it.
Now, Jackie, I know you're going to be down there recording a few songs post the awards program. And Louie, you were mentioning to us that you're going to be working with a couple of folks there as well. Mark and Peyton, do you have other plans while we're there in Nashville? Are there other things that you're tying into this trip?
Me, myself, I don't have any recording plans right now. It was kind of a cool story that happened on Saturday, though, when we were opening for Chase McDaniel. Because I was talking to him, and, you know, we were talking about where we recorded at. And so he was like, yeah, I do a lot of my stuff at home still. And then I told him where I recorded at. And he's like, I know that place well. I used to be an intern there. I was like, oh, my God, it's a small world.
Yeah.
So, that was hilarious.
That's cool.
Peyton, what are your plans post the event?
So we're going to get to Nashville a couple of days early. And so I'm going to be writing a couple songs with some of my friends. And some of my friends back home have recommended me to some other people that, like, they have friends in Nashville, so I'm going to be writing with some of them. My booking agent has reached out to some people to see if they can maybe get me into the local, because I love playing there, and a couple other places. And then I'm pretty sure I have a show the night before the Josie's Award or afterwards.
Sure.
One of those. So it's awesome. Going to be very fun. Some of my family members are coming in town, and we have some. My dad actually lived in Tennessee when he was a kid. So some of his friends are going to be coming out, and we're going to be seeing them. So it's going to be really fun.
All right.
Where's the show?
I think it's called the Nash House.
Oh, we gotta we gotta talk with your mom to find out where you're gonna be, because we're all gonna be there. We can come to your show.
Yeah, I would love that. I'm pretty sure it's on Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Well, you'll have some rowdies in the front row, that's for certain.
Seems like it.
Since I always believe in ladies first, let's give a listen. We got Fireflies from Peyton Riley.
Scared.
his kind, and God knows he could have been mine, but I had to go and ruin it. All he wanted was fireflies dancing in the moonlight. His hand felt so good in mine, to step in on the trumpet. Four-wheel drive into the sunset. Promise ring on my left finger. Said the diamonds only get bigger. Doesn't that sound like a perfect picture? Loved everyone, no matter what. His eyes sparkled in the sunlight, heart bigger than the sunrise. Went to church every single Sunday, prayed to God on his worst days. How could I ever let him go? All he wanted was fireflies dancing in the moonlight. His hand felt so good in mine, to step in on the truck bed. Four-wheel drive into the sunset. Promise ring on my left finger. Said the diamonds only get bigger. Doesn't that sound like a perfect picture? And I hope he finds someone who'll make him happy. And he'll look at her like it's the last time. And he'll hold her in his arms till the end of time. And I promise be better off without me. All he wanted was fireflies dancing in the moonlight. His hand felt so good in mine, to step in on the truck bed. Four-wheel drive into the sunset. Promise ring on my left finger. Said the diamonds only get bigger. Sound like a perfect picture.
I think we can all agree that there's absolutely no question as to why you've been nominated. That is absolutely a beautiful, beautiful song.
Good.
Now, do you guys all know that she sang this song on American Idol?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
Okay. An original, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful song.
Now, you've all been very busy recently, but I think, Louis, you might be kind of the one out front right now with all the appearances and the shows that you've been doing. And I know pretty recently you've been hitting some different parts of the state of Michigan and into the Midwest. Tell us a little bit about where you've been.
I never look at ever working, against any other artists or competing by any means. I just know with myself, my work ethic is just it's a gift and a curse. Like we talked about last time, it's sometimes it's hard to turn it all off because I just have, an abundance of creative ideas at all times, whether it's for my music or other people's music, and I don't only just do music, as with the videos, I'm a editor, director, wearing many hats right now. So what we've been up to lately is, we've been trying to solidify the showbiz part of it, with our live show. And, we've been saying no more than we say yes to a lot of stuff because we feel like we still should be selective with it, just so we're not, one, watering down the brand in any way. We're trying to build a super fandom out of this, Bandit Nation, mm-hmm. It's a whole vibe. You guys know it. And, you know, so we started finding different locations throughout the state that we could, like, keep building upon. And we're using the data based on, like, where we've been seeing people listening to my music. And we keep going back to the, you know, the starting point every day. We just go to work every day and we just, like, all right, tell ourselves, all right, today is a new day. Let's go after it. What are we going to try and accomplish? You know, every day I check in with everybody in the team just to, like, see where their heads are at and, you know, let people do their own thing. You know, it gets hard when you're an artist and you try to do everything. You have to start delegating. So I always give that advice to artists, like, delegate as much as you can where, you know, you trust them to, like, have your best interests, you know, so you guys can all be moving to the same goal.
You're doing it the way that all of us here on tonight's program here, our Josie Awards preview show, are doing it. It's data-driven. You're looking at where people are, where are the folks that are listening to your music. You're putting your real music to them, and I think that makes a big deal, or a big influence in all four of your cases. Louis, you're nominated here for a video portion that you did. And the song that we've got queued up for you has one of, I think, a very, very cool video. This is Jukebox Is My Name. And if you have not seen it, anybody in the audience who's seeing us, listening to us for the first time, make sure you take a look at this. Louis is the jukebox in this. And tell us a little bit. You said that you didn't want any of the folks that were there in the as you were recording this, making eye contact with you.
Yeah, so, like, you know, when you're being creative with these videos, sometimes you're not really able to make, like, a full-on video, like, be as literal as the song says, right? Because, you know, there's budgets.
Yeah.
And it's not always easy to accomplish within, like, a strict budget. But we had the idea of, like, using me as a voice in the room as if I was a jukebox being played. And most of the time, people don't really look at the jukebox. They're not paying attention to it. You're just hanging out and having fun. So I said, we should just use me as that metaphor while also having, like, a glass with some lights and looking out at the people as if they're looking into a jukebox. We'll just put me in the room, like, around everybody while they're partying and doing their thing. The jukebox is just constantly playing. Even if nobody ever looks or pays attention to the jukebox is there for you, right? So I got all your favorite songs saved in. You know, I'm here for you when you need me.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. Louis Lee's Jukebox Is My Name.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I've been in this corner since 78 on US 6, 3,000 miles of nowhere. You walk in with amazing grace. I'm playing George Strait Amarillo by morning. Seeing things change, but everything's the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in. From bell-bottom jeans to denim jean jackets, honky-tonks and big rock ballads, staying alive, another 9 to 5, and Lord knows my mama tried. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life, day to day, and Jukebox Is My Name. Yep. It's 88 on US 6, still 3,000 miles of nowhere. Nowhere. You storm in like purple rain, wanting to play your Eye of the Tiger or anything Survivor. Yep. I'm seeing things change, but everything's the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in. From rolled up jeans, members only jazz.
box is my name. Yep. Helping things change, and nothing is the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in. From the thunder rolling, stones still going. This bar ain't nowhere to close and stay alive. Another 9 to 5, cause Lord knows my mama tried. Jukebox is my name.
Yes, sir. That's another one of those that hook just plays over and over. I really enjoy that. That's what's fun about.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Well, being able to be a part of that is really. Awesome. Yeah, go ahead.
That song's been finding life. You know, it's only been out since June. Came out June 1st, and it just keeps finding life, you know.
Understandable why. Now, you know, we're talking about videos. Mark, you're up in the video category, Music Video of the Year for Everything You Do, and Best Performance in a Music Video. So both of those in Everything You Do. Is that something different for you, or is that are we really kind of moving forward in this category?
I mean, stuff like that is like, you know, a little less important. To me, you know, it's more like I'm more into the music part of it, and it's just kind of fun to get that nomination. But other than that, you know, to me, it's all about the music, and it's fun making music videos. But I, you know, I'm surprised that I got that nomination, to be honest with you.
that was the one that made you smile when you saw it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've done this stuff for years. I mean, I worked for MTV when I was younger for a few years. So I've been into music videos and editing, like Louis has said as well. You know, I edited that music video. It was shot with an iPhone. It was just fun. It was a fun day. It was cold, but, you know, I'm proud to get the nomination for it. And it's cool to be creative and have something like that out there. And I think it worked well.
All right. Well, why don't we give this one a listen? This is the song for which these are both nominated. Everything You Do Does It For Me from Mark Bumstead.
You do your best to keep your mess together, but we both know you'll be you forever. You lose track of time, can't make up your mind. Sometimes you drive me crazy, sometimes your crazy slays me. Thank you.
love that video.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, you know, Jenny and Nico add a whole lot to it, so credit to them as well. It was just fun to do.
Oh, great.
That's another thing.
Definitely.
Jackie, I see you with
your... Can I say something really quick? Pick me. You guys need to do more videos, and Quarter Peep is so adorable, and just, like, you dancing to the music is just, like, everything, so... Yeah, I think you guys need to keep this going.
She is not really going back, that's for sure.
No.
Well, listen,
so when you guys, a lot go ahead, sorry.
We've got four nominees here for the Josie Music Awards. Again, the Grammys for the Independent Artist. We're going to be in Nashville on October 27th at the Grand Ole Opry for this amazing show. Honored to have the four of you with us. Now, I'd like to, as we wrap this up, I'd like to ask each of you a question, and it's, you know, I don't want to catch you off guard or anything, but is there one thing in particular that you're expecting, or one thing, and obviously besides winning an award, is there one thing you're really hoping to gain from being a part of this? I'll start with you, Jackie.
No, don't start with me. Oh my gosh. No, honestly, just like a really memorable trip with like a bunch of people that I really care about. Seriously.
Peyton, yeah. What are you thinking?
I just really want to meet as much new people that I can and just have a really great time.
Louis Lee?
Yeah, I agree with them. I expect to just have the best time with a ton of people that I already know, and I look forward to meeting so many other new artists as well. And I love just meeting people as passionate as I am about music and creating and showbiz in general. So I'm just excited to just be in the atmosphere with all these like-minded people, really.
And Mark, you're the veteran coming back. What are you looking for in this trip?
I mean, it's always fun to go to Nashville and you know, to places like the Grand Ole Opry and be nominated and be in the presence of amazing other talent. I mean, all the songs I heard right now today were awesome. I really, really enjoyed them. So, you know, I want to, you know, congratulate everybody for being nominated. That's awesome. I really loved every song that I heard. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Excited for you guys.
Thank you. Likewise, Mark.
Mm-hmm. You should see our playlist. It's crazy.
Yeah, you guys have all gotten major spots on the playlist, so we're pretty excited about that, too.
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, well, very much. It's awesome to see how you guys support everybody, and you know, it's great to see, especially on video. It's awesome.
I know, I can see everybody this time.
Hey, thank you all for being with us. This has been a lot of fun. Again, folks, October 27th at the Grand Ole Opry, the Josie Music Awards. You know we will have a full wrap-up on all of this, and watch us on TikTok, watch us on Facebook. We're going to have things going on that whole time we're down there. Some probably will be deleted later, but most of them I think will be absolutely fine, and we should be in the behavior mode. But I want to thank again Jackie Daniels, Peyton Riley, Louis Lee, Mark Blumsteel. Guys, thanks so much for being a part of this, our special Josie Music Awards show. And hey, everybody, be good.
Be good.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Sorry for being late.